Welcome to It's Marriage Podcast. You're here with
Mark
and Heather. For those, sometimes it's nice to keep reminding people, right? Right. And today we are interviewing Dale and Joanne Pennington.
The Penningtons.
Right. We have been dear friends. They have been dear friends to us for quite a few years.
At least 15 years.
Yeah. We've done what? Small group, marriage ministry,
biking,
kayaking, all fun little getaway places that they seem to find from Maine to New Hampshire.
Right.
Very fun. And Joanne and I have worked together with teen girls here at the church, and we did a road trip together with them.
We did a long road trip. Four of us in one vehicle.
Yes. They were
miles.
Very brave from New England to Texas.
To Texas, yeah. That was a fun trip, though.
It actually was a great, great time.
It really was.
So that, I mean, you can consider them to be very good friends. Mm-hmm. Anybody who you're still talking to after all that
after
time,
a long
right?
road trip, yeah.
So we are excited to hear them share a little bit about their marriage.
Well, welcome Dale and Joanne Pennington to our podcast.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks for having us.
That's awesome. We're so glad you guys decided to come. So
we've waited a little bit to get them here. What do you want to call it? Not cancellations.
This is our third time.
Rescheduled.
There's more. Yeah.
Third time's a charm, but we're here.
That's
and
right.
We're glad we're here.
That's
so
right.
Just to start the conversation, we are interested in really how you guys met, how you came together, and how all that transpired in your lives. So, yeah.
So I was living in New Hampshire and Dale was living in Wisconsin, and our mutual friend Lori in Illinois introduced us into...
Wait a second.
That's a lot.
Illinois,
places.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, Illinois and Wisconsin are
they're close
next
okay.
to each other,
right.
like New Hampshire and Massachusetts.
All right, so I'm sorry, John. I interrupted
you. You're good. Only interrupt whenever you want.
Hey, it's your podcast. You can do what you
it's
want.
It's ours.
So, anyways, they introduced Dale and I into my friend Lori introduced us into a long distance relationship in January of 2004.
Oh, okay.
And she's one of my close friends from college, so I knew she had my back. And she also didn't prefer the man that I had been dating, nor mm-hmm. did anyone else.
And Dale, gotta get her out of that.
Exactly. And Dale was looking for someone.
Oh.
Dot, dot, dot. Okay, your turn.
So, thinking about looking at the non-questions. Anyway, we might want to edit that.
It's okay. It's all good.
I love our origin story, the beginning of our relationship.
Dale tells it the best.
Mm. Yeah, could be. I was the eligible bachelor at a pretty small church that I was going to in Illinois.
Okay.
And Michael and Lori were members of that church with their family.
Okay.
And all of the women of the church were trying to find a woman for me.
Get this man married?
Yep.
That's so how old were you? 40s?
How old was I, Joe?
Mid-40s.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was late 30s.
Okay.
And one Sunday after church, I was talking with Lori. And she said, did I ever tell you about my friend Joanne? And I said, no. And she said, she lives in New Hampshire. And I said, that's nice. But Lori gave me Joe's email address and insisted that I write to her. So we had just hired a new pastor. And everybody in the church, there were only like 120 of us. Everybody had written introductory letters about themselves for the pastor. So I had this letter was handy.
Official.
And, we're not videoing. So, that was a raised eyebrow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had this letter handy. So I wrote a little introductory note and attached the letter to an email to this address. Mm-hmm. And the next day I got a reply, nice CV. I feel like I really know you. Period. That was it.
I did not see the additional note attached to the introductory letter.
Oh, and no.
So, like, 10 minutes after the send date, the timestamp on the nice CV note was another note apologizing for not seeing the note.
That's great.
So Dale got introduced into my sarcasm very early.
Yeah. And I enjoyed it.
So that didn't scare you away,
which was a good thing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
So we pretty much email corresponded for a few months after that.
Yeah.
And just email.
Like every day.
Yeah, we didn't. So you never email. Called on the phone or
not was, for a while.
So it's just email.
We didn't send pictures. We
just
emailed.
Yeah.
It was our favorite phrase was whatever.
Yeah.
Which at that point it was later.
Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're older, you're bringing some, history and growth into that relationship. So it's like, we've got time to make this, figure this out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's almost like a You Got Mail story.
Right?
Never
mind. Yeah, kind of.
All right. So the communication was email. You, mm-hmm. you called a few times. So mm-hmm. when did you decide to get married?
So.
I'll kick that off. So we had this email communication thing going on and there was a trip that Joanne made actually to La Casa de Esperanza.
Oh, wow.
Right. Mm-hmm. And she was flying to San Diego with friends.
Okay.
To do an exploratory trip down to this orphanage in Mexico.
The same orphanage that our church does?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
It's a small world. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And she, unbeknownst to me, I got an email from her that said, hey, I'm doing this trip to an orphanage in Mexico as an exploration of ministry. And you want to join us?
And, good girl.
And I'm like, what airport and when?
Oh.
So I bought a ticket. And then Joanne said, I was kind of kidding.
Oh, no.
Well,
you missed the sarcasm.
I kind of freaked out, too. Oh. I definitely had a freak out moment. And it had a lot to do with that unhealthy relationship I had earlier. Like, he and I were definitely broken up. But he just got very angry. And I'm like, I don't want anything to do with any of these guys. Mm-hmm. I'm like, kind of done, need a break. So paid for Dale's
first missionary trip.
No, I paid for him to cancel his.
Oh, okay.
His flight. I had to honor my, because he was committed to going, but
good for you though, Dale. That's great.
Yeah.
So then, it was just a couple of months after that, Joanne was coming to Minnesota.
We still corresponded, by the way.
Mm.
I wasn't like totally done with Dale.
Yeah, but we still corresponded,
you had a financial investment in him.
Yeah, that's true. Right. Yes, I just couldn't meet him yet. Wasn't ready.
So that was probably the context of our first phone calls.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then she was coming out to Minnesota to go to a baby shower of another friend of hers
from college.
Yeah, Joanne is just awesome at maintaining
friendships.
Hmm.
It's good to see.
Yeah.
And she told me that she was going to be in the Minneapolis area. And I said, yeah, sure, I'll drive out for a weekend.
8 hours driving. Mind you, he didn't just drive a couple hours. And he stayed with my friend's mom.
Oh, wow.
And so you let him come this time.
I did let him come this time.
Yeah, yeah.
It was our first meet.
It was.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And after that weekend, I knew I had to pursue this relationship to its conclusion.
Mm-hmm. Now, interesting. So, you know how you talk to someone on the phone and you never see them? This is going to be a weird question. It's not part of our podcast, but sidebar. Did your faces fit the voice?
So we had sent pictures.
Oh, you had pictures.
This
okay.
is actually a good story if you want me to tell.
Yeah, them. Yeah.
Because everybody knows Dale. And it's kind of a... So my friend told me that Dale had brown hair and brown eyes. Mm-hmm. So the computer picture, this was in the old dial-up days, so it loaded from the top and went down. So I'm expecting brown hair, brown eyes, which Dale has had. A little more gray now. Yeah. But all of a sudden it's scrolling down from the top and I'm like, okay, he's bald. He doesn't have hair. And so I, of course, snarky a little bit. Yeah. I called my friend Lori and I'm like, Lori, I'm fine with this. Completely fine that he's bald. But you told me he had brown hair and brown eyes. And she said, he does? He's bald? And I'm like, oh my. So anyways, that was my funny see Dale.
Right.
That is Dale, so right, funny. Right. Story.
Yeah, hopefully so cool. Dale doesn't have a C. Joanne picture story.
Yeah, that is. It's always funny to finally put a face to the voice that you've heard.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Yes, it was. And it was good to meet each other. Mm. That was sweet.
Yeah.
So we had a good time.
So when did you decide to get married? I keep on asking.
Over the course of that summer, we did a long distance relationship thing where we emailed, occasional phone call. I think there were some physical letters and packages in that time.
Oh yeah, we sent each other things that helped us get to know one another.
Wow.
Which was pretty funny. There were some interesting
things.
That's
kind of cool.
Yeah, it was good.
I think every relationship could benefit from that.
Yeah, long-distance relationship was actually really helpful.
You have to be intentional.
It made us communicate
right.
as opposed to just...
Right.
Which, as you'll note later, is not actually our strength. It's communication, but that was a really good time for us.
Yeah, it was.
So...
Now, how long were you doing this before...
January to November.
Okay, so one in the same year.
Yes.
Okay.
We got engaged in November.
Okay.
At Thanksgiving
in Pennsylvania.
Okay. Let's just bring another state in.
Yeah.
Oh, just for fun. Right.
So one time Dale was out, he actually did a trial proposal.
You?
Yeah.
Did you know it was?
Oh, he didn't have a ring. I was like, nope, sorry, do not till you're serious about this. So
classic. I love it.
So Dale was ready probably mentally before I was.
Okay.
But I was not going to let him just.
You wanted it done right.
Half-hearted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was November. That same year.
So that's when you just, and you did say yes after the second time?
Yeah.
He had a ring that he told me about.
That's awesome.
You know, beforehand. So, yeah.
So where did you get married and what was the wedding like? What was that all?
Maudsley Park in Newburyport.
Maudsley.
Yeah.
Wow. Which is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Dale actually moved out to New Hampshire.
Okay.
We bought a home, and he moved in the month before. He moved in the month.
Sorry, I just told Joe she needs to be closing.
Anyways, I'm not very good at keeping my train of thought, though.
No, you're good.
No, so Dale moved out the month before we got married in July, and we got married in August of 05. We had to decide who moves, Dale or me.
Right.
And
that's a big decision.
Yeah.
That was. So our criteria was basically whomever got the first job.
Okay.
Would be the other person would move. And
wow, this is kind of cool.
It is great, right?
Yeah.
So,
Joy, I never wrote a resume.
Yes, I neglected to send a resume because I knew somebody at the place that Dale was interviewing at, and Dale knew somebody at the place he was interviewing at. And it just seemed most perfect that Dale moved
first. Yeah.
In the long run, it was absolutely the right thing. Absolutely the right thing because I had no family that I was close to in Wisconsin, Illinois. I was pretty much at the end of the job. You know, that it was, I was in the position of, what is it? Change jobs within the company or leave the company.
So good time
So it was time for me to leave there.
Isn't that amazing how the Lord brings those times to a head?
Totally.
And it's just like, okay, now I know why.
And I was helping care for my grandparents like weekly.
Right.
So I would drive down to see them. So and my grandparents were very dear to my heart. But back to the wedding, it was just a big outdoor party with a wedding ceremony. Basically,
you had good weather.
Perfect.
We did.
It
was
awesome.
Actually a little overcast, so people, you know, it was August, so people weren't like dying of the heat. And they say that's good for pictures.
Well, quite a few years ago, you guys were the first ones that took us to Maudsley. I think we rode our bikes.
We biked there.
Azaleas?
Yeah.
Those were impressive.
So good. And the cool thing about our wedding, which I truly appreciated, is all of my friends and family participated in varying aspects of it. I had coworkers that grew flower gardens to help me decorate the venue.
Great.
Another friend planned yard games, another friend sang, another made the cake.
Wow.
And just basically many people helped gather coworkers and who are also, of course, friends. They all helped to decorate the park before we arrived there. And then
they were happy for you guys. Awesome.
It was so good. And then my older brother, who's a minister within Crew, performed the ceremony.
That's special.
That is special.
Yeah. My favorite, I'm just going to share this. My favorite moment from the ceremony, and my favorite image, my favorite picture from the wedding. My brother-in-law's phone rang while he was doing his sermon.
He was reading scripture at the time.
And you're like, and, really?
Yeah. And so that image is David looking at his phone. and Joy had doubled over, literally doubled over.
Started
laughter.
And for me, I hate attention. I hate being up front. It was perfect.
Yeah.
I was so thankful to detract attention to Dave. And he likes attention.
He can take it.
I hope you're listening to this.
He'll want to. I remember when I walked down the aisle, and it was that surreal moment that you go, oh, I'm the attention. I'm the bride. I'm not sure I want this.
That's not the good part.
Okay, so let's move into the place of marriage. You know, everybody goes into marriage with certain expectations, shall we say. Can you share a little bit about, did you have those expectations and were they met?
Okay, so our initial expectation, being that we were both older, having experienced, you know, various aspects of ministry and things like that as individuals within our churches, our expectations truly were to glorify God and to serve Him together. And we were also both very excited to have 24-hour time with each other instead of having to say, see you later, good night, you know, and part ways. We're like finally able to, and we weren't flying back and forth because, mind you, he only had lived in geographic proximity for a month. So it was great to have that 24-hour time. And living life together, we found that we do fun well together. It's truly how we bond, is to do fun things. So, and we were both striving for God to be first in our individual lives of marriage. However, daily life brings conflict, as we know. And we both very much dislike conflict. And we come at conflict from very different angles. And we found out, I found out, that we both struggle with pride in different ways, which I never would have understood that I had pride until I got married.
Very interesting.
Yeah, right?
There's a little spotlight on our little areas.
Doesn't it? And sin creeps in and truly challenged the covenant that we made. And changed some of the expectations that we had. You know, the rough came in. And I would say sin in each of us was played out very differently, which led to the need to forgive and respect God's process in each of us. And I know for me, I have to work constantly on forgiving and not reliving what I've already forgiven against Dale. And the verse that God has given me is Lamentations 3:22-23, which is the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases, and his mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness.
That's good.
Amen.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to add?
So,
your bar was low or high on expectations?
So I found that one of the things that I had expected was that marriage was going to remove temptation. And when I discovered that it didn't, that was a shock to me. And it changed my perspective. And is still changing my perspective, and I'm still figuring that out.
Amen. Amen.
It's so true.
It is amazing the things you see in yourself or even discover being married. I remember kind of being harsh on my mom because she was jealous. And I'm like, I never want to be that person. Till I got married. And I'm like, oh my goodness, that jealousy was raising its head in some pretty ugly ways and making it uncomfortable in the early years of our marriage. And you just go, this is something that needs to be addressed and dealt with. But it's real. It's absolutely real. And you don't see it or the need for Christ to intervene until it's exposed. So, thanks for that, Dale.
Yeah, that's so true.
All right. So, being from different parts of the country, there has to be different ways of upbringing, correct? Because, Dale,
and
even though you were
cultural,
that's right, because you're New England, Joe. And, Dale, you were from where?
Oklahoma.
There we go.
So, that's an Okie?
Oklahoma.
No.
Okie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Rhymes with pokey.
Hey, we were out in Oklahoma.
Not that I've ever said that.
My little Okie.
No, the Pokey.
Oh, the Pokey.
Never.
Yeah, we were through Oklahoma about five, 6 years ago.
With it these was, guys, yeah. We parted ways at that point.
Yeah, but we thought it was beautiful.
Talk about that. Yeah, mm-hmm. We loved Oklahoma. Mm-hmm.
There
yeah.
are parts of Oklahoma yeah. that are mm-hmm. are really yeah. cool.
Breathtaking.
Yeah. And just life is much slower there. And very. You're a New Englander.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, Dale, our paces are completely different.
Yeah. So you're bringing this into your marriage.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. you're older doing it. So how did that work?
it's still working. We're yeah. still married.
Varying degrees of success.
Yes. And we also come from very different family backgrounds yeah. too. My family is a very high, strong family unit. Mm. Christian, both of us think, you know, are blessed by having, you know, Christian families
yeah.
and who we both were at young ages taught about Jesus as our savior. And, you know, we both grew up going to church mm-hmm. as well and just kind of learning how to, you know, serve within church and stuff like that. I have a very strong family unit. And
I do not so much mm-hmm. at all.
They're close in the way that they love each other of sorts.
Yeah.
Definitely. But the communication styles within our families are very different.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have high communication.
We have very low communication.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's my family.
Yeah, I would say, your mom's a communicator.
She is.
She needs that. Yeah. And she's got four boys.
Four boys, yeah.
So, you know, that's not a lot of communication coming back, for sure.
Right. Yeah. My mom was the communicator and the social glue mm. for the family.
Mm.
And, yeah, when she passed away,
it all changed.
It all changed.
Right. How many siblings do you have, Dale?
I have a brother who's 10 years older than I am and a sister that's 7 years older.
Okay. Well, that's significant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you, Joe, you've got two.
So brothers. I have an older brother that's 10 months older and a younger brother, 3 years younger.
Okay.
So yeah, you're close. Middle child, but only girl. So.
Right. Mm. Nice.
Mm. Okay, that gives me a little variety.
Right.
And I love the fact that like my parents and grandparents both demonstrated really strong cohesive family and Christian values. Mm. And my parents were amazing at supporting us in our faith in all our endeavors, teaching us to be independent thinkers and people and just sustaining loyalty to family. My parents really modeled that well.
Yeah. Mm. Did you find it hard as you had lived a considerable amount of time single, both of you, that changing as you became married, a unit?
Initially, I would say it wasn't actually, I was very thankful that wasn't a really hard thing.
Good.
And I don't know if it was because we had so much time communicating with one another outside of like any kind of emotional, physical relationship. I think it was really helpful. Yeah, it wasn't.
You were ready to come together.
Yeah, it wasn't a really hard transition.
Mm. That's great.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. So, where are we? Oh, I want to jump to this thought, kind of switching gears here.
Mm-hmm.
What identifies you guys as individuals?
Mm.
If someone was to identify you, what identifies you as individuals?
Let me go first.
Sure. You go first.
You guys are so kind to each other.
Hey, we have a mic in front of us.
That's true. You better be.
And listeners.
So that's, I could probably segue off of the, what we just talked about with having like good modeling of relationships with family and friends. I truly value loyalty and commitment. So when I commit to most anything, I'll give 100%. And this plays out in my career as an occupational therapist, which is why it appears to many people that I work too much. But my job is also my ministry, and my friends are my ministry. I want people to see Jesus. And I'm kind of learning that that same need needs to happen at home. Even, you know, with Dale, is that I need Dale to see Jesus in me. And I think that's kind of goes along with that, bringing life as an individual into marriage. Like I literally have to remind myself that I need Dale to see Jesus in me.
That's a great thing to say.
That is great.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Sure.
Yeah, because I'll just add this, because I know Dale, we know Dale and Joanne. We've known you for quite a few years, and you are some of our dearest friends. But I just say to our listeners that that is absolutely you, Joanne. You are, if I ever needed something, you are the person I'd reach out to, because you are just always willing to serve and give of yourself. Your job, I see as what people don't understand, is you love your job. And because you're using your gift sets in it too. So anyway.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I love you guys.
So what identifies me?
Besides that picture that gradually scrolled on the computer.
Yeah. My bald head. Bald head. The only thing that's down from Oklahoma where we do things a little slower. I like to think that the thing that identifies me is that I'm a child of the Most High God, adopted into His family. I really appreciate what Joanne said about seeing Jesus in her, and likewise, that's a good idea. Then there are the more superficial things that might identify me, like I enjoy the outdoors, hunting and fishing and camping, and Joanne enjoys a couple of those things with me.
You also sing pretty good.
Oh yeah, yeah, I sing. I feel like my voice sounds horrible at the moment, but
no,
You did some education in that department, so
I did.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
Yep.
We all have things that, you know, if we were to think of ourselves or what would somebody say about us, things come to mind. So, and we tend to live out what those things are as a rule.
Very true. So we're married, and we've kind of talked about it. And I believe every couple has the issue of communication.
We just do.
And I love marriage because, you know, it does sanctify us, but sometimes when it comes to communication, you just want to say, okay, enough sanctifying, you know?
Right. Could we just move on?
Yeah. So,
can't this be easy?
So if you guys could somehow define it, how do you guys communicate with each other? And now that you've been, how long have you been married? How many years?
This will be our 20th year.
August 20th,
it'll be 20
years.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's awesome.
That is so cool.
That's great.
So how do you communicate now that you've been married 20 years? How has it changed possibly over the years, how you communicate as well? That's a twofold question.
Let me start.
Yeah.
So we communicate with great effort.
Yeah.
Surely. Our nonverbal communication playing outdoors, holding hands, traveling. That's our strength of communication. However, verbal communication, talking, debating, praying together, those are our challenges.
They really are.
And I come from like a very highly relational family and who communicates a lot. And so I feel like I've kind of learned how to have like a high emotional IQ. And Dale?
And my dad was a chemical engineer and very much approached life as an engineer.
Fix it?
Yeah. Not just fix it, but there are...
Logic.
You put the pieces in line and the outcome will be good. And so it's not any discussion of, you know, and it, I don't know. My family did not teach me to communicate verbally about emotions or relationships, or so all of that stuff is, especially with Joanne being highly relational, and from my perspective, like unbelievably relational. So it's really, it's hard sometimes.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
So, always.
Have you seen a change,
That's
though?
That's why we play well together.
Yeah.
Good thing you can.
But have you seen a change, though, over the years? Can you say that you've kind of grown in that area?
Growth. Yeah, I think that'd be a good word.
You know what? It's been a roller coaster, actually. It's been growth and then recession. And then recession. Even preparing for this, you know, just talking things out and how we think and ways we view things. Every time it's just different. We're learning about each other through the process. Yeah. And that's, we're both committed to growth, thankfully. Yeah. So ultimately, it doesn't cause me anxiety now. It probably did more so.
When you were first married?
Probably mid
some time
years.
In. Yeah.
Yes, from where and maybe even up to just a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So I would say we're both in a, we've done some family life conferences and things like that. Yeah. And
you felt those were beneficial?
Very.
Definitely. Really? Yeah.
Okay.
Very.
Yeah.
And we both have, Merrill Walsh has been significant as a mentor for me since I was in my 20s. Thank you, Merrill. So I would say just watching Merrill and John's relationship was very beneficial for Dale and I too. So that's where the mentoring piece has been super helpful for us.
I have to say, even with us, communication still
is a challenge.
And I don't know if it's because you enter a different season, or you have seasons in your life.
Right.
And in those seasons, you're changing. Your thoughts change, your emotions change. You find you're in a different whatever, you know. And all of a sudden you think you're supposed to be communicating better than what you are. It's like, why don't you hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or understand.
Yeah.
I think there's always going to be, I think, that challenge between a male and a female. And I'm not using this as a scapegoat, but there is that challenge.
It's always work.
Why doesn't she understand me? Why doesn't he understand me? Yeah. And it's just a complexity that I think will only go away in heaven.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I would love to meet a seasoned couple who has really gained an understanding of each other through communication. And they're out there.
But I think that
and we're to strive for that.
What we're talking about is, and you said it beautifully, Joanne, that we're committed to growing.
Right.
So we are in this and we're going to keep plugging away at this. And I would think that the couples who have you know, a little further in on this would say, you know, play together, mm-hmm. laugh together, yeah. you know, share those moments that help balance the, mm-hmm. okay, maybe we're not verbal right now, and that's okay.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. All right. So I kind of like asking this question with most couples, because as we know, we all have seasons of rough, tough mm-hmm. things. And, you know, you share what you want to share, obviously, but can you share with us a time where the Lord has, you would know without a doubt that the Lord was present through this struggle? Hmm. Yeah, just however you want to answer that.
So there was, it's been 8 years ago now, I had rotator cuff surgery on my right shoulder. And that meant,
long?
Yeah.
Oh, that is
the
crazy.
First one was 8 years ago, because okay. the second one was
okay.
1 year ago.
Fortunately, you only have two shoulders.
Yeah. Yeah. I can only do this twice. I hope.
Me too. Right.
I'm sorry.
And so the surgery was very complicated and the recovery was very long for that shoulder. And so I was sleeping downstairs in a recliner for, I don't know, months. Even when we shared meals together and we weren't physically in the same place, yeah. The recliner was taking up a lot of room in the TV room. And so I would sit in the recliner and Joanne would sit on the couch and we weren't physically in contact.
Yeah.
And, where was I going with this?
The Lord. Oh,
so yeah. So
in your marriage,
there was one night.
Welcome to my world.
All right. We're all here for you.
Yep. Even me.
Yeah.
There was one night before we figured out that we really needed physical touch. Mm-hmm. We just needed physical contact at some point. And I would start sitting mm-hmm. on the couch with her and having some physical contact. Before we figured that out, mm-hmm. there was a night that just everything went sideways or even it was bad. Mm-hmm. Joanne went upstairs to bed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you probably aren't aware. Anyway, Joanne went upstairs to bed and I was left alone in my recliner. And that was a very much God moment for me, because mm-hmm. I realized that my life, my strength was in God, not in Joanne.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Amen. Don't you love that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good. And it's always when you least expect it, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And most need it.
And most need it. That's right.
Yeah.
And for me, I feel like God, the fact that we're still married and that God brought together the two of us being very independent, single people with really very different relational beings. And I really feel like God brought us together in order to bring about a holy and significant sanctification process to his glory.
Yeah.
And he allows us to struggle, show us parts of ourselves, the good, the bad, the ugly thing, and brings growth that we would not have seen or had if we never entered into our marriage covenant. And that, I think, God reveals frequently in different ways.
He's pretty faithful that way.
Very.
and in little ways that we can deal with. Mm-hmm. If he did it all at once, we couldn't handle it.
Oh
yeah, no.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I really couldn't handle it.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Thanks. So with that, I want to just put this on the table. What do you guys respect in each other? What's one thing, yeah, that you respect in each other?
Joanne's integrity and her absolute rock solid commitment to, for one thing, our marriage. Hmm. But when she commits to something, it's going to happen.
Yep.
And for me, I've learned to appreciate Dale's consistent kindness and desire to be a servant leader. Hmm. I didn't understand the term servant leadership till I really thought about ways that Dale does lead in that way. And by offering grace to me when I'm frustrated and angry, because I'm the one that gets angry most. And he makes breakfast every morning. He's learned to love my family well and kind of make them his own. Mm-hmm. And his daily time with God and just trying to apply things he's learning from scripture, from conflicts that we do have, which is not infrequent. And just
keeping it real.
Yeah. Very. Yep. And just from time with other believers, stuff like that, Dale's committed to.
Amen.
To just, his heart's just good. Especially now, you know, through as we grow older together, I can see these things more readily.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's such a testimony that the longer we're married, we have this focus of perseverance and endurance and honoring the Lord through it. And really is a blessing to see a couple that when they're together 20 years, you can still respect the other person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and there's so many couples that the longer they're together, the less they respect each other.
And I think it's a daily choice.
It is
a choice that you have to choose.
Mm-hmm. You do.
And you have to value covenantal marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And really understand what it is.
And totally understand it. Like we went into it knowing, okay, we have now been joined into a covenant with God.
Right.
And that can't be broken.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you choose to learn how to love. You choose to learn how to respect.
Mm. It's very similar, I think, to the gratitude and being thankful. You know, when you're thankful for what you have, it changes our perspective on so many things.
You're
choosing to look at somebody and see good in them. Mm-hmm. What is the good in them instead of what isn't?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. And as you were mentioned about mentoring within your marriage, actually in our marriage ministry, we'd really love to grow that part of the ministry and just to see how valuable it is for couples, whether they're struggling or not, to have a mentor to develop, you know, the strengths within your marriage.
We didn't even know. I mean, we wouldn't have said that we were struggling when John and Meryl were mentoring us.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and
right.
It just watching their relationship brought out
the value.
Like, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. There's things we got to work on.
Yeah. So now you guys are seasoned a little bit. Can you say that?
Mm. Yeah.
20 years.
Spicy.
So if
spicy will take,
that's my seasoning.
So what advice then would you guys give to couples that are newly married or maybe in couples that are struggling? What advice would you give them now that you've been down this road for 20 years?
Go first.
Sure. I think praying together, asking God for wisdom and freedom from specific sin. As you go, as you become aware of them, that has been so powerful for me.
Amen.
And for me, just remembering that God is a God of redemption, and that he can, his goal is to redeem us. And that's just helpful. I would say one of the things that we benefited from early in our relationship is also surrounding ourselves with very healthy marriages. That helped us a lot, especially there was a lot of people here in this church, or one of our first small groups, that we just had the benefit of observing healthy marriages, and we're thankful for those people. We talked about weekends to remember through family life. We also, and like to adventure together and break routine. We are different.
I'm all about that.
Yeah, Joanne likes to break routine.
Yeah, we're very different souls with the whole routine thing.
Well, for Heather and I, we always go eat typically at the same place, and Dale and Joanne, mostly, I hate this, probably Joanne, you always find those spots.
The coolest.
That Heather and I would never go to.
Right.
We'd probably walk by and say, nah, no way.
When we went out to Moab in last March.
Yeah.
And we went into one of their little cafes. The minute I walked in, I was like, Joanne would be so proud of me.
So that's going to be one of our next trips.
That's right. That's right. With
back to Moab.
That's right.
Back to Moab. Yeah.
And one of the other just things that has recently been super helpful for me is just remembering that we have the Holy Spirit, and God gives us the fruits of the Spirit. And I repeat those, rehearse those daily, because that is the gift that God has given us.
Yeah.
So we have the ability to demonstrate love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control.
Amen.
You know, we have those gifts.
Yeah.
Right. We can't do it on our own.
No.
Oh, no. Yeah. So,
we try though, right?
All the time.
Stubbornly.
I'm so thankful that doesn't have to be something I have to.
Amen.
It doesn't come from me.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful, because I wouldn't be able to give them.
Right. Isn't that the truth? It's like, why do we insist on doing it on our own? We have someone to draw from.
Right. Yeah. Let's use it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Well, we're going to transition into our next part. And this is what we call the lightning round.
I know. I forgot about that part.
Yeah. So here's the idea. And of course, you can take it wherever you want to. We just want this to be kind of fun, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what we come up with. But so we're going to shoot off some words. And we just want you to share what comes to mind. Okay? Spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
We got this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First one. Dream job.
Technical.
Okay. Any specific place?
Specific place?
Yeah, NASA or
I'm really enjoying the place I am now.
Oh, okay.
And I mean there is boatloads of work to be done in the particular field of technical writing that I like.
And you like that.
So
well, it's a thing right now. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your dream job. Kind of.
Yeah, maybe I do.
It's in the right field.
Yeah,
so.
There you go.
Yeah.
So mine would be doing what I do without any paperwork whatsoever.
Oh, there you go.
And so that I can fully share without boundaries, my faith.
Oh,
right.
That would be a dream.
That would be my dream job. Right. So I got
to. Doing it on your own.
That.
Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
If you were to do your own side, what do you call
my side gig?
Your own business.
Business of sorts. Yeah.
All right. Vacation.
Any place.
I don't know.
Okay. All right.
That's what came to mind.
Any place tropical or Maine?
Okay.
Yep.
They're very different beasts, but yeah. That's love all right. Them both.
Well, Maine's known as vacation land, yeah. So there mm-hmm. must be something to
cross
that.
The border, and there yeah, you go.
Right, right. Okay, here's a fun one. Pet peeves. Let's not create an argument here.
No. So, if I have a pet peeve, it's...
Let it go, Dale. Come on.
Okay, here it is. Here it is. Some of my best friends do this. People who insist that you take the right of way in traffic when they have the right of way.
Oh, that's a good one. That,
yes, oh, I gotcha.
You
yes.
know, they wave you on while they're still rolling.
Yeah, right.
What?
Right.
What do you think I'm going to do?
Exactly, right? I'm not going to hit you.
If you could just see his face right now.
My pet peeve is when Dale gets pet peeves.
Ready, go.
In these situations, I'm like, Dale,
just
move.
Go.
Just go.
Just go.
Yep. There okay. comes communication. Yep. Nothing better than in a car.
Nothing.
Yeah. Car, I have decided, I've said this for years. Yeah. If you want to know someone's personality, watch how they drive.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to tell you everything.
Watch how they backseat drive. Yeah, that would be me. Little control issues, just little ones.
I think we had a little skit on that one date night.
We did.
My little backseat driver.
Yeah. helper in the car.
My little helper in the car.
She's so helpful. All right. Next one is reading or podcast.
Oh, podcast, I think, for me.
As opposed to reading.
Yeah. Because I can do something else while I'm...
Okay. Yeah.
I love to read, but it's just...
Yeah, the whole audio world is just a miracle to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not really sure why I put this.
We came in together on it.
Yeah, wow. Okay, gold or silver? What the heck?
How about white gold?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm just going value. I'll take the gold.
There you go. I knew that's where I was going.
Yep.
I'm that's like, okay, gold has a high, silver has a high, and it's just like a thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You invest in gold. I hear it all the time.
Right.
So,
and I think, what jewelry do I wear the most? Yeah. And that would be silver.
Silver.
That's great.
All right. The future.
Heaven.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Right.
Retirement, then heaven.
I like that.
You want to retire first. Yeah.
I don't know, Joe. There couldn't be a better retirement than heaven.
I know. Yeah. No, heaven's great.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. All right. Well, that concludes our podcast with you guys.
Yes.
And just to bring it all full circle, what does a quiet evening at home look like for you two?
Oh, dinner that we've gotten on the table at about 8:30.
Sitting on the couch together.
Joanne draped on me. Yeah.
We're not one of those people that eat dinner and at the table.
Yeah.
We get home way too late.
We eat
dinner, watch some kind of HGTV DIY or...
Yeah.
Or
love those
baking or, show.
Yeah, the kids' baking shows.
Yeah, we love that too.
That's a good show, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So just connecting time. Just,
yeah, connecting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just being together, honestly mm-hmm. being together is just comforting.
Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot to be said in that. The connecting is I think is so important. And it doesn't always mean words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a physical touch. It's mm-hmm. having a meal together. It's watching something together that you both enjoy. So thank you both very much.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
Yeah. Very nice. Well, what a wonderful conversation that we just had with the Penningtons.
Sure was.
Yeah. It's so good to share with them. And just a little bit more about their story.
Right.
So yeah, it's very good to hear. I want to close this with a scripture. It's found in James 1:5. It says this, "Now, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives to all generously and without criticizing, and it will be given to him." I think of us going through marriage and just seeking the Lord and him giving us wisdom. And I think in that, and what the Lord's saying to us in James, is that as we ask him for wisdom, I know that he then shows us really what is the how to do marriage. And so that's our prayer for all of you listening, and pray that you seek God together in your marriage. So we thank you so much for joining us.